Hey everybody, and welcome to Matthew's English Cast, the podcast for people who want to learn English, are learning English, want to improve their English, or just want to listen to someone speaking English. Today's episode is a grammar episode because today's episode is called Present Perfect Continuous, how to pronounce e in British English. In today's episode, I'm going to try to explain Present Perfect Continuous to you, as well as give you some e pronunciation practice. You will also learn a few new words and phrases in today's episode, so make sure you listen to it twice and note down any new words and phrases. If you want to find out more information about me, please go to teachermatthew.com. Teachermatthew.com, using your favorite internet browser. Hey guys, and welcome back to Matthew's English Cast, the podcast for English learners. In today's episode, which is going to be a little bit different to the previous ones, I'm going to explain Present Perfect Continuous to you, which I've been explaining to people for many years, as well as give you some pronunciation practice with the short E sound, eh, in British English. British English because I am British, and my American accent isn't so great. Hey guys, I'm from America. You see, not so great. Before we begin today, I want to talk a little bit about the weather. One of my favourite pastimes, or hobbies, is to chat about the weather. And to be honest, recently it's been getting better. I use present perfect continuous, did you notice? The temperature, though, has been fluctuating. It's been going up and down, up and down, up and down, day by day. It's been pretty high one day, but pretty low the next. However, the most important thing is that the sun has been shining. I use it again. And I haven't seen a cloud in the sky for a while. So it looks like the summer, if the trees were bare all year, if the trees had no leaves all year, is here. But it's not summer. It's still kind of winter, kind of spring. It hasn't decided whether it is spring yet. But I think it's still winter. Although where I am currently is pretty nice, it hasn't been so nice back home where I'm from in the UK. I was born and raised in the southeast of the United Kingdom, just east of London. And basically, at the beginning of the week, there was a terrible storm. Maybe you've heard about it because it was not just a storm in the UK, but across many countries in Europe. It was a terrible storm, caused lots of damage to many areas. And the name we called it in English, maybe you've called it in other countries this too, is the Ciara. I think it's an Irish name. And the wind gusts, the blow of the wind, were 50 miles an hour or 80 kilometers an hour inland. And in coastal regions, they were recorded at around 80 miles per hour, 130 kilometers per hour. Very, very fast, right? I would have probably been knocked over quite easily. Anyway, enough of the weather talk. Let's get into today's episode. Okay, so let's do some pronunciation practice. We're going to practice the short E sound, like I said before. And it is e, as in bed, b-e-d, bed, e. It is a relaxed sound. You just have to relax your tongue, and maybe the tongue will be kind of between the teeth, and you will open your mouth when making the sound, but not very loud. And it sounds like this, e. Repeat after me. Eh. 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 Let's practice this sound in some words. You can repeat the words after me, And you can also repeat the words with each sound highlighted. So, for example, the first word that I said before, bed, bed, b-e-d, bed. Men, men, m-e-n, men. Head, head, h-e-d, head. Kettle, kettle, k-e-t-l. Kettle. Temper, temper, t-e-m-p-e-r, temper. Okay, you can go back if you want to. It's just 2 minutes back from now, and you can practice over again if you want to. It's good to do this kind of practice every now and then. It can improve your pronunciation, make you sound much more native and natural. I hope you've enjoyed this pronunciation practice. Let's talk about our other favorite subject when learning English, and that's grammar. Okay, everybody, it's time. Let's talk about the present perfect continuous. You may also hear it called the present perfect progressive, but it's the same tense. The present perfect continuous is a tense which is used to show that an action started in the past and continued to now. The present perfect continuous usually emphasizes duration. So the amount of time that an action has been taking place, or when an action started. That is why you usually hear it with time phrases such as 4 to 2 hours or since 2018. We always form the present perfect continuous using have or has, depending on the subject. So I have, you have, but he has, she has, it has, we have, they have. So we have or has, which is the first part, and then we add been, B-E-N, B-E-E-N, been, and then we have the present participle. The present participle is a verb plus ing. Have has been present participle. Have has been doing. We make the question of the present perfect continuous by inverting the subject and the have or has. Invert means we swap the words, we change the order to have has subject been doing something. It's how we can create the question, like I said. When we want to make a negative sentence, when we want to say no or not, we put not between have has and been. So it will become have has not been doing something. Now, this tense has two main usages. So, for example, as I said before, to talk about duration from past until now. And we include for when we want to say how long, and since when we want to say when we started doing it. So in terms of this usage, I can give some examples. So one example is we have been talking for an hour. That means up to now, it's been an hour that we have been talking. She has been working there for a year. Up to now, she has worked there for a year. I have been living here since 2017. I started living here in 2017. We have been waiting since 7 p.m. We started to wait at 7 p.m. and we're still waiting now. We can also use it. This is the second usage. We can also use it without the duration. However, when we do this, it usually has the meaning of lately or recently in the last few days, like the close past, not of the further past, but the close past, like this morning or yesterday evening, maybe yesterday morning. So, for example, I have been feeling ill. When you say this, this means recently, in the last couple of days. I have been feeling ill. Have you been exercising? And if I ask this question, it means in the last couple of days. Have you been exercising? What have you been doing? That, again, also means recently, in the last couple of days. What have you been doing? Jack hasn't been studying English. Again, this means recently, like in the last few days. And to be honest with you, we can actually add lately or recently in the last few days to the end of each of these sentences if you want to, but we don't necessarily need to. Now, attention. Attention. As we've just been discussing, the present perfect continuous can have the meaning of lately or recently, in the last couple of days or so. Therefore, it's very important you remember something. If you use the present perfect continuous in a question such as, have you been feeling okay? It can suggest that the person looks sick or unhealthy. It's better to say, how are you? And a question such as, have you been smoking? Can suggest that you smell the smoke on the person, or the person just generally smells the smoke. It is better to say, do you smoke? Using this tense in a question suggests that you can see, smell, hear, or feel the results of the action. It is quite possible to insult someone by using this tense incorrectly, so please be careful. Please be careful, guys and girls. Don't get yourself beaten up. Also, furthermore, remember that we can only use action verbs in continuous tenses. So we can't say, I have been having a car for 2 years. We should use the present perfect simple here. I have had a car for 2 years. And this is the same for every stative verb, every state verb, basically a verb that is not an action. If you're not sure if your verb is an action verb or a stative verb, check a dictionary or check Google. One way to know, and this is what I would usually say to somebody, is if you can move your body or show body language to show what the verb means, it's probably an action verb. So, for example, the word punch, I can move my fist forward. That's a punch, right? That's the action verb. So I can say, I have been punching you for 1 minute. Sounds a little strange. Maybe I'm beating you up. But anyway, that is the present perfect continuous. What I suggest you do now is get out your notebooks and start making some sentences about yourself, about your country, about the world, using present perfect continuous. If you have any questions, then make sure you do get in touch. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. I hope you enjoyed the pronunciation practice, as well as my description, explanation of the present perfect continuous. Like I said, if you want to hear it again, then I really suggest you do so. It's a good way to pick up new vocabulary and get a better understanding of what I said. It's also good for your listening practice as well. Make sure you subscribe to my podcast by pressing the subscribe button on your podcast app, on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Castbox, all of those great podcast apps. Again, if you have any questions, make sure you follow me on Instagram and Facebook, and you can message me. Just say more than hi. Don't just say hi to me. I might not respond to you, but you can message me there. You can also join my Facebook group if you want to. Just search English Cast on Facebook, Matthew's English Cast, and you'll find it there. Oh, and one final point. Like I said to you before, I am on Instagram and I teach there every day. So if you want to learn new words and phrases, make sure you follow me on Instagram as well. But anyway, thank you so much. I hope you learned something new. And until next time, make sure you keep practicing.
Oh, thank you.